One of the packages available for SANS analysis is summing two independent models in a linear combination. If there are features in your data or components of your sample that are widely separated in length scales, this can be a valid approximation. From the SANS Models menu, from Packages, select Sum Two Models. This will present a panel allowing you to select the model and coefficient and number of parameters for each model. For this example data of the summed model, it's a sum of a Debye function and a Gaussian peak at higher Q. Before summing the models, each of the individual unsmeared models must be plotted. We'll first plot the Debye function, take the default values, and then plot the Gauss model. Again, take the default values. We find the window with our data, and we can append the Gaussian peak model as well as the Debye function. With both of these models on our data, we can see that the Gaussian peak is in the wrong location, but the Debye model seems to be fairly reasonably approximated. So we switch to the Gaussian peak, we can find that the peak position needs to be closer to 0.09 possibly. Scale factor needs to be much lower. We can move the text box out of the way to see our data, and the incoherent background needs to be much lower. This is somewhere in the ballpark. It's not terribly bad, not terribly good, but that's what fitting is for. So if we choose the two models, first model being the Debye function, the coefficient ends in, string ends in underscore DEB. This can be verified by selecting the Debye model here. And also we see that there are three parameters. The second model is the Gaussian peak, with its coefficients, and it in fact has four parameters. At this point, we either plot the summed model or plot the smeared summed model. We'll choose to plot the smeared summed model. We now need to choose which data set has the correct resolution, and that is our summed model data set. We click continue. The summed model is plotted, and the coefficients are shown. We can close both of these windows without saving. And now, from the Curve Fit Setup panel, we can choose the smeared sum model. Now the coefficients show up in the table, and we can choose to append this smeared summed model to our graph. Now these individual models for the Gaussian peak and the Debye function are extra. We can remove these from the graph by control-clicking on a Macintosh or right-click on a Windows machine and remove this from the display. That leaves us with simply our data set and the smeared sum model. The new coefficient wave of parameters for the smeared sum models is simply a concatenation of both of the individual models. So there in fact are two background terms. We should set one of these background terms to zero and hold it fixed. This seems to be a good enough initial guess. So at this point, we can do the one-dimensional fit to the data and see what happens. It should proceed fairly quickly and hopefully not wander into unphysical regions. You can see it's zeroing in on what looks to be a good solution. But we notice one odd thing. The fit is good, and the fit results are reported to the panel. Chi-squared and the square root of chi-squared, normalized by the number of points, is near 1, which is very good. The standard deviation of the Gaussian, however, is negative. This doesn't appear to be a problem, since it should be symmetric, since the standard deviation should be squared. We can test this again by applying limits that are positive, and then applying these constraints and repeating the fit. Since the other parameters are very close, this repeated fit should be very quick, since we are very close to a proper solution. And in fact, the parameters from the previous fit are returned, indicating that our fit is valid.